Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Shira Barlow, but you may know me as the food therapist. I'm so excited to announce that Good Instincts is going from bite-sized episodes to a whole damn meal. If you found it challenging to eat thoughtfully or take good care while juggling a busy schedule, then this show is for you. Instead of aiming to simply eat healthier, we'll focus on tips and mindset shifts that streamline the process, because balance is key, and the less complicated, the better. Join me every Thursday for the same thoughtful support to help you close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Barely Filtered. And today we have on these two badass women. Kaylee and Danielle have founded their own skincare company to fight problem acne and aging that they did not feel was happening out in the world. I mean, both of these women, you wouldn't be able to tell now, but suffered with serious acne. And what they found is that a lot of products and a lot of companies, they're just kind of ignoring these very basic things and very helpful ingredients. So they took matters into their own hands and they founded the company ClearStem. ClearStem Skincare is a revolutionary skincare brand that is both anti-aging and anti-acne with zero known hormone disruptors. If you've dealt with acne with breakouts, you know that acne products dry and damage the skin. And these two ladies have been able to make products that do not use the same pore-clogging fillers that most brands use. The founders are here with us today. They are beautiful. They have so much insight, and I cannot wait to dive in with these two about how this came to be and how they are changing lives by targeting the source of acne from the inside out.
Well, we are so excited to have you guys here today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We are so excited to be here with you.
So, yeah. Funny story, I met you years ago at like an influencer event.
Yeah.
Had you started your company yet?
We started back in about 2017, 18.
Yeah.
So it was probably either around the initial days or right before.
And did you see like a lull in the market, or like what prompted you to get into this?
We're getting right into it.
Let's jump in.
So tell us how you started ClearStem. So, we've got two beautiful, if you can't see video, by the way, we've got two beautiful, young, hot SoCal blondes who came together and created a skincare company. So give us the background of how this came together.
I will kick that off. So I am Danielle, the acne guru, and I literally had the worst acne you can imagine. Like, I had to do Accutane 3 separate times and it still came right back.
Wow.
That's how like gnarly my journey was. So long story short, I left the corporate world and I have a biology background. I studied biology, genetics, and immunology, and I'm absolutely obsessed with the human body. And I was like 28, 29. The third round of Accutane has failed. And I'm like, fuck this. I'll have to figure it out myself. I can do this. I just don't have these pieces of information. So started looking at ways to learn, and I couldn't take classes. I couldn't really get anywhere unless I was an esthetician or an esthetician school. So here I am in a corporate six-figure job, total, you know, business suits, like living that whole existence. And then I find myself enrolled in beauty school at night.
Wow.
Total culture shock. But while I was there, I realized that treating acne was the medical profession I had always wanted, but didn't know existed.
Wow.
So I was hooked, and I saw a potential business model that would just focus on acne. I didn't want to do lashes or eyebrows or anything. I just wanted to do the hardcore stuff. So I started San Diego Acne Clinic. That's in La Jolla, San Diego, and it's still there. We're still treating patients every day, and Kaylee was one of them.
So I met Danielle. I was 24. I was fresh off of birth control, which now makes me think about the timeline. I think Clearstem was just beginning when we first met, because that's when I started going to a lot more of the events in San Diego. So I was 24 at the time, fresh off birth control. I was just deep into the holistic space. I just wanted to control my hormones. I wanted to feel good in my own body. So I was working on a lot of confidence and self-work, body image. And shortly getting off birth control, my entire skin erupted with bright red cystic acne, covering both cheeks down my neck. It was angry, inflamed. And at this time, the only solutions I really knew about were either going to the dermatologist or what you could Google or what different skincare marketing was saying out there, which was just try this, try that. It was, you know, so many products out there. So I first went to my primary care doctor and they're like, oh, you have to go back on birth control.
Oh, like, I hate that so much.
I know.
I'm not going to lie. My skin was better than ever when I was on birth control. And I'm struggling with that right now about going back on it because I have cystic acne.
That's a very common thing with girls. And they feel like they have to stay on it. They're like, oh, if I get off it, then my skin is going to be terrible.
Yeah. And we can absolutely chat more about that because that is a fear. Like so many women reach out to us, email, DM, and they are terrified to get off of these prescription medications. But they either want to get off just to feel in their own body in a different way, control their hormones, or because they want to get pregnant. And they're terrified to get off these prescriptions. But the reason why a lot of birth control works is because it suppresses testosterone. So women's testosterone is high for a multitude of reasons. The birth control, some of the versions of it will suppress it, which will temporarily help the acne. But it's not actually helping the root cause, because why was that testosterone high? Is it a blood sugar issue? Do you have a high fasting insulin level? Is it a deficiency? And so that's what we like to dive into with Clearstem, is what is that actual root cause? So you're not jumping for the prescriptions that are just a temporary Band-Aid solution.
Right.
So yes, back to the doctors were telling me to go back on birth control, and I was pushing back a lot because at this time I had gone back to school for holistic nutrition. And I just simply was like, can you just tell me why? Well, this is the only way to control your hormones. I learned differently, so I didn't really believe that. So I told them that was not something I was going to do. And they were like, okay.
Good for you, by the way.
Thank you.
That's a hard thing I've realized with birth control. Mm-hmm. For many reasons, people take it. But a lot of girls would be my DMs like, how do I tell my doctor no? I'm like, no. You know, which I know is hard to find your voice. It's really hard for a lot of people to stick up for themselves. So I just want to compliment you on that.
Thank
I know that's
you.
A hard thing.
Especially when there's an authority figure telling you different. And then you as a woman, you're like, wait, no, this doesn't feel right for my body. And then you feel like you're having to be defensive against how you feel in your own body. And the process is just very broken with it. So then the doctor tried to pressure me to go on antibiotics. And I was like, okay, can you explain how this works? And they're like, well, in case there's an infection, which now we know through blood work, if there's an underlying infection, again, there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. And we all know what antibiotics zap for the system. So I chose to not do that.
I did that. And they were like, just so you know, your teeth might turn blue.
I've seen that. In my clinic, I've seen someone's gums turn blue. She was on antibiotics for 5 years. Her doctor just kept refilling it. Her gums turned blue and it's permanent.
I literally was like, okay, well, it's either cystic acne or blue teeth. I guess I'll take the blue teeth. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's the thing. Like so many women are on antibiotics for years and years and years. And they're, terrified to get off it. Meanwhile, they have no good gut bacteria left. Their immune system has absolutely tanked, and they're causing this snowball effect of other deficiencies and hormonal issues because of essentially just constantly setting off atomic bombs in the gut, because your gut health is just completely wiped out. So I refused to do that. So I went to dermatologist and they wanted to put me on Accutane. Now, 8 months had gone by at this point. I'm seeing every specialist I can. One specialist wanted me to remove some of my lymph nodes because my lymph nodes were swollen because the inflammation was so bad.
Yeah.
And they wanted to schedule surgery to just remove them.
And keep in mind, what she's talking about was caused by eating eggs.
Yeah. Like I will.
Literally.
Yes. Wow. I had a couple of acne triggers.
That's insane. Yeah. Did you guys know each other at this point?
We didn't. Okay. So 8 months of going through all of these appointments. And I almost went on Accutane because I was like, I don't know what's left. I've done every diet protocol, elimination diet, skincare. Like I felt like I'd done every single thing I possibly could.
And can I interrupt you for a second? Because in case you're not familiar with Accutane, if correct me if I'm wrong, has a lot of negative side effects. For example, suicide. Like there's a lot of bad, like it's like a last resort, right?
It's very much a last resort, and we don't want to shame anyone because if you're there, you have been suffering.
Oh, you're suffering.
I literally did it 3 separate times.
And doesn't it make, because I remember in high school kids going on it and they would get really depressed. And then on top of it, you're depressed because your skin is like really dry and shedding, right?
Well, it makes it worse for the first couple of months, generally.
Yes. Okay.
So it can make it flare. It's intense and painful for the first like 2 months. It takes like a month for it to really start doing anything. Then you start getting a purge and that lasts around a month.
Wow.
And that's really intense. A lot of people can't get through that because it's physically too painful.
Wow.
And then the intense peeling really starts. And granted, smarter doctors will put their patients on a lower dose for a longer time. But because of the way their plan is structured or their practice is structured, the finances basically, they might try to do it in 6 months or something.
So it is, typically a last resort for skin.
But it is a last resort, and it's highly toxic to the liver. And oftentimes the liver being sluggish is a root cause of acne. So antibiotics, birth control, Accutane, it's basically taking the batteries out of your fire alarm.
Oh.
And then you go back
Sounding
later.
A fire.
Yeah, the fire's still going.
It's like there's still raging. I don't hear any sound, so there must not be a problem.
Exactly. So that's what a lot of these prescriptions do. And the lab work that we're talking about, dermatologists aren't allowed to run that stuff. It's considered unnecessary by insurance companies and they get penalized for it. So they're not allowed to run this stuff for you.
They get penalized?
Uh-huh. Insurance companies will not pay them back if it's deemed unnecessary.
Wow.
So doctors are handcuffed. Like we don't like to take the approach of, oh, we're anti-doctors, we're anti-dermatologists.
Yeah,
we're actually anti the way the system is constructed for them, because it's a lose-lose scenario for doctors. It's a prescription model. They can only come in, hear a couple symptoms, and then match a prescription with symptoms that they believe they can get the highest case for. And then in some cases, doctors are being paid out prescriptions. Like, for instance, Cetaphil. Like, doctors get paid for putting, and Cetaphil is not a prescription, so, you know, the face wash and lotion you find at CVS, but a lot of doctors are paid by Cetaphil. I actually had a recent friend I met at a dinner that is a dermatologist, and she's like, Cetaphil approaches me all the time.
I always see the samples in doctors' offices.
They get paid to put people like on it.
I could go down this.
Let me just ask you guys though. So it sounds like what you're saying is that usually for acne, for certain types of acne, the root cause is internal. And so with something like a topical solution, do you think that that's like, can that work, or does it have to be more of like a supplementation or diet lifestyle change?
It really is both. And this is what I didn't know. So again, I extinguished everything. One last Google search. I found San Diego Acne Clinic, met Danielle. Our first appointment, I happened to be her last client of the day. So I had literally 3 hours with her. We were chatting away for the first hour and a half before she even touched my skin. This is where my whole world was opened up into all these acne nuances. And so you asked about the internal versus external. Something I had no idea about was the terminology non-comedogenic/non-pore clogging. I didn't really understand what that meant and why you shouldn't use non-pore clogging or comedogenic products. And it's because it physically clogs your pores and causes acne. So even if you're using products that help your skin and help acne, if you're using makeup that has pore clogging ingredients, you're still going to break out. So the first step we always recommend to everyone if they're struggling with acne is remove all pore cloggers in their skincare, makeup, and hair conditioner, because that'll eliminate the external cause of acne.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's an ingredient that's a pore clogger?
How do you know if it's a pore clogger?
Ooh, there's a lot of them. There's natural ones and then there's the synthetic ones, right? So the natural family of pore cloggers is going to be your shea butter, coconut oil, avocado oil. What are some other
They
ones?
All sound so healthy. Like
yeah, things that you can eat. And that's why it's confusing. Yeah. They're healthy things to eat generally. Then there's all the synthetic ones like ethyl hexyl palmitate, which is in almost all makeup.
Wow.
And then there's isopropyl myristate, Cetirith 20. There's a whole, there's like hundreds of them and it's impossible to memorize. So we made a pore clogging ingredients checker where you copy and paste the ingredients to your makeup, your sunscreen, whatever, and put it in the checker and it will tell you if there's a pore clogger.
Oh, that's amazing.
In there.
Yeah. Well, is there like a brand or a type of a makeup that you guys know does not have pore clogging ingredients?
Only one that is structured this way, because some brands might have a item that's fine and then they could reformulate on any moment. But the brand Priya, P-R-I-I-A, is an acne safe mineral makeup company that we absolutely love. Okay. And all the like hardcore acne specialists, that's the line that we carry.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
We're obsessed with them. I have it on now. So you can do minimal or you can
do
full face
makeup.
Oh, you
do too. I was wondering what you guys are wearing. Yeah, because it looks so clean.
And this is just the loose powder. And then we have a finishing spray that we're making.
So you guys are not wearing any foundation right now.
It's Priya's loose powder foundation, but not any liquid.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, it blends so well into the skin. Yeah. It really
does. I've been so bad lately. I'm like, my skin's breaking out. I don't know why. Meanwhile, I keep my makeup in a hot car with like my beauty blenders that I like haven't washed in 3 weeks.
I'm the worst with washing brushes.
Okay, so you guys came together. You went to our clinic and then you got to talking. How did you guys come up with ClearStem?
Well, I was already formulating a product for scar reversal because I was able to get people clear and then you're left with the scar damage and you're actually treating the scars the entire time. That's another side rant because most acne products like benzoyl peroxide are so harsh. Same thing with retin-A. They're so harsh and irritating to try to get to the acne that it makes it such an environment that the scars can't heal in. Mm. So you're never actually happy with your skin going down that route.
Right.
So I knew that we had to come up with a treatment serum for, especially for my ethnic clients, anyone who's darker skin scars very quickly and very easily. So it's like, how do we work something into the routine that's going to be good for acne and for scarring and help the collagen revive? And it was a stem cell based serum with reishi mushroom, turmeric, B5, saw palmetto for hormones, like literally everything you'd want in a serum. It was a hit and it healed. That's why her skin looks perfect.
Yeah. Wow. Right?
2 months, my skin was completely clear with the acne nuance knowledge that Danielle had. Again, it's like specific things that we're bringing to scale now, but you don't learn whether in nutrition school, dietitian, doctors, like they don't know these super nuanced causes, root causes of acne. And so that's what we decided to scale with creating amazing products.
Well, that's incredible too, because I always say, unfortunately, as amazing as what Western medicine is that they are reactive. They're not proactive. Mm-hmm. So this is something with ClearStem, you can be proactive in your skin and prevent the scars and all the things. Because I can't believe you had crazy cystic acne.
Yeah.
I know people and they've got the scars
and it's such like an emotional, like I just,
it's so devastating. As a woman, like your face. Like that's the moneymaker.
I had an identity crisis because if anyone that's listening, if you go to ClearStem's Instagram, my before and after is pinned at the top. And if you guys want to see it, it was really, really gnarly and aggressive.
Wow.
And I was packing on, literally, I Googled what the Miss America and Miss USA pageant girls were wearing on stage. Because I'm like, I know they deal with acne. What are they using? And it's literally, it was like clay that was packed onto their skin, like clay foundation. Yeah. I was packing that on before I left the house. I was canceling hanging out with friends, work events, all different things, because I would look in the mirror and I truly felt like my face looked so disfigured from the cystic acne.
And it hurts. It's physically painful.
Yeah, you feel it all the time. And so you think everyone's staring at it. Yeah. Couldn't sleep on my side.
Totally.
It was so painful.
Let me ask you guys. So I know that a lot of these like preservative type ingredients can be harsh on the skin and a lot of them are not shelf stable without them. Do you need to refrigerate your products or what are you keeping it so that it sustains?
First of all, thank you for saying that. Everyone is so black and white with their thinking, like, oh, I want totally natural and pure, no preservatives. Well, that means it's going to have yeast and mold in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, if you're a chemist, you're just like banging your head against the wall all the time, hearing all the nonsense in the skincare community. Anyway, thank you for saying that. We use natural preservatives like vitamin E and probiotics.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's a few natural preservatives. Radish root ferment is another one. It just depends on the formula, really. So we go the natural route while making sure that it's completely stable and is effective 2 years later as it is on day one.
Oh, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have to keep it in a certain temperature?
No, you do not. You can if you want to. I was going to say that.
Okay.
Anything cool just feels so good for the skin, but you don't have to.
Okay.
I would be worried if the instructions said to keep it in the fridge.
Really?
That means that it's not a stable formula.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Okay.
I love that.
And so I'm hearing that you guys make this very specific to each person. Are you taking blood? How are you finding out what the issue is?
You know, I've mentioned the lab work, but we were talking about it before we started rolling. Yeah. So I'll clarify that. So because dermatologists are not able to run all of the labs that people really need, the labs that check for digestion, leaky gut, cortisol, blood sugar, how your liver is doing, not just whether it's dying, but like, how is it doing, right? All of that lab work, we just started, Kaylee actually spearheaded this whole thing, our acne lab panel membership with a very talented blood work specialist. And yeah, it's like going to be the future of the company.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Well, because you were saying your cystic acne, the root cause was eggs.
Yeah. So I was making egg bowls every single day for breakfast.
Thinking like, you're healthy.
Yeah, eggs of course, are healthy, right? Protein, eggs, right? Veggies, yeah. Like what a perfect breakfast. So within eggs, there's egg whites, of course. So I was just cracking the whole egg. Egg whites have a protein in it called albumin protein that's really, really hard for our lymphatic and digestive system to break down. So you usually get breakouts like right around your jawline, right here.
I think she just solved my acne
problem. We were just talking about that.
Honestly, I was going to say.
I got a panel and it said, like an allergy panel, and it said I was allergic to eggs. And I'm like, I'm not allergic to eggs. I eat eggs all the time and I don't have any like problems with it, but that's where I get it right here.
So it's really hard.
And I ate eggs yesterday and I broke out.
If you also, so I used to go on these kicks of just picking up a rotisserie chicken for the week and putting it on salads for the whole week, but then also while I'm making my salad, like stuffing half a chicken into my face because you're like eating while you're making the food, classic. And if you, chicken will also do that to you. If you're overeating chicken, you'll have the breakouts in the same
also,
area.
The
as
seed oils in those chickens are so.
I know.
Yeah,
another rant I could go on.
So
what do you eat like for breakfast that's like high protein that's not eggs?
Well, we love just the idea of even lunch for breakfast. Like, okay. And we love like really clean sausages, like grass fed, is like sausage and veggies.
Pork?
And yeah.
Pork. Yeah.
Bacon is still in the chat.
Bacon. Okay.
Honestly, when I was like my leanest and the best, I felt I was having bacon every single
day. You heard it here, guys. These are acne specialists and they're telling you to eat bacon. We like you.
So when did you guys like, as just from like a business perspective, when did you guys find like, make clear stem and you're like, this is a business. We have something here. And when did you feel like, okay, we're on to something?
You know, I'd be curious to hear Kaylee's answer because mine was when I had to actually write a big check.
Yeah.
Because I was making this product and I found this chemist and her son had acne and that's why she took me on. And I was just getting this formula and this gallon jug. It cost me like $600. Okay, no big deal.
It's our blue serum right now. That's the OG one.
So that wasn't a big commitment. I was, you know, selling through and it was great, you know, for this little project. It was already profitable. And then, you know, it got put on Amazon, still profitable. It was like, wow, look at this hobby that's taking off. Then when it's like, holy shit, we actually need to create a moisturizer, a cleanser, a website.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And I remember writing a check for $22,000 to our co-manufacturer who does all bottling and stuff. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I better work.
I'm going You're like, that wait, right when, did I just, when did I start a company?
Now we spend like $800,000 a month. Yeah. So.
We just found a manufacturer and it's like, we need to just like shit or get off the pot basically because we're about to write a very big check.
Yep. And that's when you're like all in. And at that same time, that's when I left my full-time job.
Wow.
So we were building Clear, like Danielle was working full-time in her acne clinic, ClearStim on the side. I had a full-time job, ClearStim on the side. And so we had our Cellrenew serum, our blue OG serum for 2.5 years. And at the 2.5 year mark, that's when we expanded to the moisturizer, one of our washes where we had like core four. We finally got a warehouse to ship our product because up until that point, I had a label maker plugged into my laptop and was shipping everything out of my little San Diego one bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
So I left my job. Danielle wrote the huge check. We finally got a warehouse to ship all of our product. And we're like, all right, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Like, we're in.
But that's awesome. I feel like that's how the best things come about, is like there's a genuine problem. You care about it. You have the solution. And then like everything kind of falls organically from there. That's at least what we've noticed.
For sure. And you have to be hungry. I find like the founders and businesses that really succeed, it's like you have to have that hunger of like, hunger, this cannot fail.
But this is truly to help people. It's not like hunger for money. No. It's hunger to solve a problem that needs
100%. You're solving a pain. This is incredible.
Yeah. So are people taking allergy tests, like cortisol tests, all of that from you guys?
So the blood panel test that we just launched a month ago, it's over 84 blood markers that we test for. Mm-hmm. That when they get their report back about a week and a half later, they have what is their root cause of acne. And many times it's quite a few. It can be stress and blood sugar related, infection, bacteria related, hormone deficient, digestion. What was the last one I was thinking about? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mold. I'm taking all those tests right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have like a RN who discusses this with you, or do you get like a report?
So they order the test, they get back their basic report back, but then that report is sent to our blood chemistry specialist, Emily Morrow. She's absolutely incredible. She's the one that helped build this out with us. And she then gives it a look through the acne lens. So again, we're not trying to diagnose things, we're not trying to make any other claims within it. We're truly looking at it from what is the root cause of your acne? And then based on those root causes, what are the protocols and lifestyle and dietary changes that we recommend based on those?
Right.
And really what we've noticed is even just understanding, like it might not even be hormone related.
Yeah.
It might be a deficiency, a drainage issue, or a stress and blood sugar
issue.
And then they have all of these marketing doctors, anyone else telling them, oh, it's your hormones, oh, it's your hormones. They're taking all these random herbal supplements for their hormones that they're seeing on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a hormonal issue. And then they're making their hormones even more imbalanced.
Right.
So we're trying to really eliminate the guess and check, which when people have solutions and they have a look at what's actually causing their acne, it brings back people's confidence, because now they're in control and choosing, and they're making the choices based on their own body versus feeling like their body's making the choices for them.
Right.
And when they get that report, do you have like a custom, like based on your allergens or your stressors, this is what we recommend?
Yes.
It's not a one size fits all for skin.
No, it's not. So they'll get their protocols, and then they will be looped into our membership, which everyone who takes the acne blood test will get 3 free months in the membership. The membership has a ton of videos that break down really understanding your blood results in your panel. And then they'll also get monthly calls with our acne specialist, where they get to really dive deep and get that one-on-one coaching feel, but in a group setting. Because what we've noticed, especially with acne, is people don't want to feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
They when someone's struggling with acne, they feel like they're the only person struggling with it and no one else understands. So putting them in a grouping of other women who are also going through it, and then they can help each other out.
Right.
Oh, this makeup didn't break me out. This one's amazing. Or, oh, I tried this, or try this breakfast recipe that's acne safe. Like, it brings such a community aspect to it and helps women not feel alone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
couple of questions for you. I just forced my doctor to write me a spironolactone. Is that
spironolactone?
Spironolactone prescription, and she was like, she really didn't want to do it, and she was like, you already have really low blood sugar or blood pressure. And so spironolactone, I know, is like suppresses the testosterone from getting into your hair follicle, right? But then, like, testosterone we need for other things, right? Like sex drive. And so how do you feel about that sort of prescription?
Oh, I did that one like five times too.
Yeah.
In between all the Accutane. So you generally get on a dose of 50 milligrams. It generally doesn't do anything. They put you to 100. It may or may not help. You'll have less oil on your face, which, if you're super oily like me, you're like, hey, this is pretty cool. You don't have to wash your hair as much either. Then it kind of plateaus, especially because it's rarely the root cause, especially if eggs are the root cause. It's just going to keep coming.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, or if it's from your makeup, et cetera. It doesn't stop any of the real root causes, yeah. Right? So then you go to a higher dose. That's when you start getting the weird side effects. Your hair can actually fall out.
Okay,
hair loss is actually a thing. Your vagina is going to get a little dry-ish.
Oh.
You will not want sexy time. This is what happens in the extreme, right? And then you're still like not where you want to be with your skin.
Because right. You still haven't found the root cause.
Yeah. And you know, the moment you stop, it's going to come right back.
But what about, so I also had a doctor who was like, you have really low testosterone. That's the other reason why my doctor was like, I don't want to prescribe this to you because your testosterone is already really low.
Right.
But then I have like other hormone doctors. I go to all the different doctors because I'm just kind of like into that sort of all the biohacking stuff. She was like, you should be on a testosterone supplement. It's going to help your motivation, your sex drive.
Careful with that.
Yeah.
Don't do straight up tea. Do like a tea precursor. You can do like L-tyrosine.
Yeah,
start there.
That.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. Just take it on an empty stomach. Don't take it with any other aminos.
So basically my question is, are you guys like anti-testosterone?
That'll break you out. That's why we generally break out during PMS, is because our testosterone is the main event at that time.
Oh.
That's that time before you actually start bleeding. So yeah, I don't see that going well for you, to be honest. I think you should take digestive enzymes and cut out the eggs.
And I want to also remind you, low or high testosterone is not the root cause. There is another root cause. Why is your testosterone low or high?
And why
are you
deficient
in something? Is there a drainage issue going on? Is your liver not filtering hormones properly? So do you need to support your liver more?
It could also be your estrogen not being able to get into its receptors very well. And so the testosterone is taking up more impact than it is, you know, do.
But like, these answers seem like they would take forever to figure out.
And that's unfortunately the problem, is people want the Band-Aid. They want the quick fix.
Well, it's expensive to get these like curated.
Yeah.
Blood. Like, for instance, what does it cost to get your panel?
It's $449, and it comes with three free months of the coaching through it with the protocol.
I will say, because people might see that price and be like, oh, it's $400. That's a lot of money. But imagine how much money you're spending on the bullshit.
On the Band-Aids.
Yeah. On the Band-Aids.
Yeah.
It's so much more expensive.
Yeah. And it's less than going to a naturopath or someone else. Those places
for sure
can you can leave with a $3,000 bill and like $1,000 with a supplement. And it can make it worse because they don't know the dosages.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the hormonal conversation, I have to share this with everyone listening. There are certain vitamins that spike your testosterone and you don't even know it. And it's causing hormonal acne. B12.
It takes so much B12.
Yeah.
My B12 is actually off the charts high.
Okay. Cut down on that. But
hair growth.
Biotin is also another acne trigger. It doesn't mess with your hormones, but it creates more keratinization. It clogs your pores a little bit. And then vitamin D in excess can spike your testosterone. If you just look up vitamin
D
testosterone.
That's the drop for last night. I was like, it says to take one, but I just take the whole thing.
Yeah. She has to take a drop. She means the whole dropper.
Yeah. I do that too.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, they don't mean it.
So what are some holistics? I think myself, Aurora, we do love to mix in some holistic practices. What are some good holistic things we can do outside of supplementation and, treatments and products that help assist, that are tag team with good products?
Ooh, holistic. Just in terms of day-to-day lifestyle, waiting before you have caffeine. How you wake up matters, first
really?
Of all. Wake up to a sun. If you're waking up to an alarm, wake up to like a sunrise lamp or to like soft music that kind of like lifts you out when you're out of a REM cycle and ready to wake up.
What about screaming children? Does that count? Screaming children?
Yeah. Yeah. Cortisol in the face. The roof. It's like the default alarm is like,
It's so gnarly.
It's like, are we going to war? What's happening? It's too much.
I'm an early riser. That's not an issue. But the coffee, I can't even see before I have my coffee.
Just try to chug some water. Make it a game. Make everything a game.
Okay. Right?
Try to chug water while your coffee is like heating up or something.
And why is that? Why should we wait to have our coffee?
Well, for cortisol levels, you just generally want to give it a little bit of time. At least you want to be hydrated first.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you wake up in the morning, consider yourself dehydrated.
Yes.
Okay. That means anything you put in your system first is going to have an amplified effect, whether it's sugar or caffeine. So having a little bit of water first at least gets your good hydration going, and then you start putting,
I was just having this conversation with my friend, and she was like, oh, how do you like X product? And I'm like, she's like, does it work? And I'm like, maybe, we'll say it's a powder you drink in the morning. I'm like, is it powder that works? Or is that I have to put that powder in, a full glass of water, and the first thing I'm having every morning, I'm chugging water. And I think that's helping with my energy and my skin. So hydration.
It's like across the board, we talk about relationships, we talk about sex, we talk about hormones, we talk about skin. And like every single person we interview, they're like, drink water.
Drink water.
Like, if one more goddamn person tells me to drink water.
You have to make it fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really is back to the basics. I mean, even down to making sure you're breathing and chewing while you're eating.
Mm.
I mean, that throws cortisol through the roof if you're just shoveling food in your mouth. And then also your hunger hormones are really dysregulated when you do that. Like, your brain can't connect to your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
So chewing, taking belly breaths, getting out of your upper lungs and getting into your lower lungs and in your belly. You can like
I
do it right now.
Already.
Yeah.
I know, girls never do because that makes our stomachs stick out.
Yeah. We're so used to sucking in our stomachs and breathing through our chest. And it's one of the worst things we can do for ourselves. And something recently I feel like I've been going through with my body is I've never had a flat, like kind of where my womb is, like it always puffs out.
It's supposed to.
Of your uterus.
Yes, exactly.
It protects your uterus.
Yes,
the baby maker.
And now I've had this huge mind shift the last 2 years of I love my body as a woman. And as I've gotten to know my cycle more, it's like during ovulation, that area gets bigger. My hips get a little wider. I'm a little more jiggly.
You can notice that?
Yeah. But I'm like, that's because like my body's like ready for a man to
win. That's why like men are more attracted to you, right?
Yeah. More attractive when the hips are bigger. And like when we have a little more jiggle to our butt going on. And so I've learned to just love my body through all the cycles. I'm like, how powerful our bodies as women.
Yeah.
We literally bring life into this world.
Like, I make humans. What do you do?
Yes. Yeah. And then we rip apart like our uterus and womb being a little bit like sticking out. It's like, it's not meant to be sucking in, and it's not meant to like have this tight thing going on to the bottom of our stomach. Like, let's just breathe and love our bodies for all the changes we go through, because we literally provide life to this world.
Some people, and everyone's body is different. Like, fun fact, I actually have a retroverted uterus. So like my whole thing is like more in the back. So that's why like I actually do have a flat like this area, but that's not normal. And actually it's kind of like a masculine look. Like, it's not like...
Wait, I love that you brought that up, because I feel like a lot of women need to know that. Like, it's the placement of your uterus because they're like, okay, why isn't mine flat like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Her uterus is just more sunken.
Yeah, and I didn't know that, of course, until I had kids, and the doctor was like, oh, did you know you have a retroverted uterus? I was like, I didn't, actually.
But I feel like so many women are so embarrassed of it and trying to fix it, when it's like, you can't fix the placement of your uterus, so just love your body. Like, learn to love your body the way it is.
Totally.
So what's your favorite product?
Ooh, okay. The supplement has truly changed my life, actually.
What is the supplement? What does it do?
So we addressed it to cover, like, 80% of all the root causes of acne that are lacking from people's diets naturally. So this was after, obviously, we just launched our acne lab test, but this was after years, and I'll let Danielle dive more into this, but years of sending people out to go get blood work done by other specialists, and then it coming back the same things over and over again.
And what are people usually missing?
Inability to digest proteins. So we we were talking about the eggs, the chicken. So like not breaking things down properly and absorbing the nutrients. Many people who are acne prone are deficient in vitamin A. Very deficient, which is why their skin isn't able to exfoliate faster, aka their pores close up faster than people who are not acne prone.
And isn't vitamin A one of the ones that you don't find in a lot of supplements because you can overdose on it?
So I'm so glad you brought this up. So vitamin A is one of those. It's fat soluble. And if you were to take an obscene amount for years and years and years, you could get vitamin A toxicity. It's insanely rare.
Okay.
It's like a random fringe case study. And I have plenty of friends that are doctors, and we talk about this all the time. It's a random fringe case study of these like hunters that had to survive on like polar bear liver. And it was so rich in vitamin A that they got liver. Sick from it. I'm telling you, it's fringe.
Okay.
Right? Now, vitamin A, there is warnings around it because if you're pregnant, you should not take it.
Mm.
If you're pregnant, it can have, I think it's called teratogenic effect, where it can affect the fetus. That's why you can't take Accutane and you have to take like 40 pregnancy tests if you're on Accutane.
Yeah.
So there is that that thing about vitamin A, and that's very important. However, in the right dose, dosage is everything.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you see like the therapeutic benefits. And it's really important. The exfoliation process that Kaylee was talking about, it's called the desquamation process. It's how your skin naturally sheds its cells. People who break out that were genetically acne prone, we make up to 5 times more skin protein than people who just don't break out. Like, we make so much more of this keratin protein and it doesn't shed properly. So we just get bumps. We just get clogged.
Mm.
Vitamin A is critical for us.
Oh.
And this one has the right dose to actually do something. It's not pregnancy safe. That sucks. You can't really
Good
do anything
know.
When you're pregnant. But yeah. for like everyone else, it's a natural alternative to being on Accutane.
Yeah, but you know, when you're pregnant, also it's like a lot of times if you had acne and then you get pregnant, like all of a sudden everything goes away. It's like, I don't, for me, it did at least when I was pregnant.
Well,
when I was
breastfeeding. Birth control. You were taking birth control.
Well, No. The birth control, I was off birth control for a while before I got pregnant. When I was on birth control, my skin was perfect. I had no sex drive. But then I went off to try to get pregnant. My skin was horrible, got pregnant, and my skin was great all while I was breastfeeding too. And then now that I'm like single and looking to mingle again, like it's back. And I'm like, great.
It's interesting what you said about the dosage too, because so many people say, oh, I take this, this, and this. But I'm like, oh, well, how many milligrams do you take? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? Yeah. Like, you're not getting the full benefits if you don't know how much you're taking and how much your body needs. And everyone's different too, right?
Yeah. And with all the thing that's so special about Mind Body Skin is it's actually meant to be a supplement, an alternative, excuse me, to spironolactone. Like it does what you would hope spironolactone would do.
Okay.
But it does it through different means and it's a more holistic, balanced approach. So it has like the right amount of vitamin A, has DIM, which helps with PMS. It helps with estrogen balance, helps your liver quarterback all
What's
the estrogens.
DIM?
DIM, it's just a common thing that can help people with just anything related to estrogen, basically.
Oh, okay. It's a vitamin.
Yeah, it's a supplement. It comes from like broccoli, broccoli and Brussels sprouts, essentially.
Okay.
So there's that. And then there's digestive enzymes, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
B5, which is huge, pantothenic acid. And then there is liver support and turmeric for inflammation.
I love that. And I like that you have B5 because I feel like I take a B supplement, but it's always like a B complex that has like two, because
they
now,
sneak in that extra B12 in there.
Yeah, so now I have way too much of this B, but like not enough of this B.
Yeah. That's really common. Yeah, I've never seen, and I look at all of them in hopeful curiosity, but I've never seen a B complex that didn't have a shit ton of B12. It's just not safe for anyone.
It's so funny. People just, you assume, and based on just society and videos and content you consume, it's like, take B12 or have a B12 shot, little, and you think, oh, I'm taking these supplements and these vitamins, but they could be a root cause.
I was on the phone with 2 different doctors this last week, and I'm not going to name them, but very prestigious doctors. And I was like, well, is this a problem that my B12 is really high? And they're like, I've never heard of anybody having any like any horrible symptoms from having too much B12. Like they don't even know this.
Well, it doesn't make you sick. So that's why no one pays attention to it.
Like,
and no one's going to correlate their acne to it.
Yeah.
They probably don't even think of that as a possible
Or they don't even think of acne as like, they're like, acne is like a vein problem. Mm-hmm. It's like an aesthetic issue. It's like, no, it's not.
Yeah. And on the B12 conversation, there's methylation pathways that a lot of people don't, what's it, methylfolate? Or,
yeah.
The methylation pathways is a thing with B12. So some people don't process it well.
Mm-hmm. So you might have if you're low in B12, taking B12 doesn't always solve that because sometimes your body doesn't even know how to methylate it. So there's other supplements and precursors you take to help support the B12 that's existing that you're getting through food and other sources.
Wow.
Yeah.
So cool.
I'm so impressed by you. You guys are both, by the way, they're young, beautiful women. Mm-hmm. And for you guys to come together, and you guys are women founded and owners, and it's incredible. It's inspiring. And you guys are helping
Thank
other
you.
Women. And we were talking about this earlier. It's like true success. And I wish you both the best. Like it comes from truly paying it forward and having value and not just like the money and here's a product, because those products go away quick, you know, and they don't work half the time. You guys are changing lives, honestly.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Our biggest goal is to relieve suffering from people who are struggling with acne.
Yeah.
Because just what you were saying, Aurora, like you're going to all these different doctors, spironolactone here, take this here, take this here. This is high, this is low. You're being fed so much misinformation in different ways that isn't specific to your acne and the root cause. And it leaves people so frustrated, overwhelmed, in debt. People spend thousands of dollars on skincare, doctor visits, lab tests, and it destroys people's confidence. Yeah. I mean,
Their bank accounts.
Yeah, and their bank accounts. Exactly. And, you know, I always like to remind people that acne is not a vein issue. It's our body trying to give us signals. Like our liver can't talk. Our kidneys can't talk. Different areas of our body can't talk. So the only way it talks is showing us signs on the outside of our body to try to give us signals that something internal needs help and needs support and needs you to dive into it. So that's our body's way of signaling to us. Yeah. And we just end up covering it up.
I love that. Okay. So if someone's listening to this and they're like, okay, I suffer from acne. I'm really interested in this clear stem you're talking about. What's the directions? What's the path you can guide them to?
I'd say the very first step is checking all current products. So skincare, makeup, and hair conditioner. Hair conditioner is a big acne trigger for people. They'll notice they break out stronger on their sleep side because their hair conditioner will get on their pillow and then, you know, their hair. And even if you sleep with your hair up, it still gets on your pillow and rubs more on that side. So first, checking all the products, because you want to remove the external causes first before you dive in. Because if you tackle all the internal root causes, if you're still using products with pore clogging ingredients, you're never going to get clear. Yeah. So that's step number one. Step number two, we have a great acne quiz on our website that'll help give you places to start, like talking about the eggs, like the supplements that are triggering your acne. So it's a great simple checklist to evaluate some of the things in your diet and lifestyle that might be causing it. Start there. We have our great clear kit. It's our core four products. We, of course, have our supplement too. So that would be the five products we'd recommend starting with. And then, you know, after a few weeks, after a few months, if you notice you're still really struggling with acne, especially if it's cystic acne and you feel in your own body like something else is wrong, like my body needs support, that's when we'd recommend taking the acne lab test to get to the niche internal root cause.
I love that you're not pushing the most expensive thing right away. That's how you know.
No, that's really less. Because it's, you again, the pore clogging ingredients, like you can take our acne lab test and if you're still using pore clogging ingredients, you're still going to break out.
And I've never heard that's so crazy that I've never heard the conditioner thing because I always have like one side that's like where all the acne is.
Yeah,
it's
or
so
washing
funny.
Your pillowcase. Like so many people forget you should wash that very often because of all the bacteria on that. Like that could be affecting your skin as well.
Laundry detergent is a big one too. So again, when you take our acne quiz, again, the pore clogging ingredients checker and the acne quiz, the two first things I recommended are completely free.
Oh, okay.
So it does call attention to laundry detergent, especially the pods, and it's the fabric softener that's like really usually causing people's acne. So the pods that have that combination.
Can't be good to be breathing in if it's causing you acne either.
Fabric softeners just need to leave.
Yeah.
You imagine it's like on your underarm, right by your lymph, and it's hot and it's just like slowly seeping into your I don't like fabric softener.
No, me neither.
Okay, where can everyone find you guys?
You can find us all across the board, ClearStem. So clearstemskincare.com, ClearStem Skincare on all the social platforms. And then Danielle's Instagram is Danielle the Acne Guru. She also posts a ton of great acne tips, reels, savable content, all the things. And then mine is Kaylee.Christina.
Oh, I'm amazing. So excited.
Starts
I think
from
people
within,
are
guys. Going to, especially we have so many moms with like teens who like, isn't it just horrible? The teens is like, that's when you get acne first. And it's like, they're just trying to build their confidence.
We have so many moms that will first buy it for their teenage kids and then they end up loving it and buying it for themselves. Yeah. So we have so many moms.
It's a family affair, guys.
Thank you so much, family affair.
The entire line is anti-aging and anti-acne at the same time.
I noticed that. Yeah. I was picking this up. I'm like, and age well?
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Two for one, family affair.
Family affair,
baby.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.